Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live on DAZN Pay-Per-View, September 17th, Part 3. Canelo versus Triple G to take the trilogy. Bad blood, a score to settle, controversy, brutality, pure hostility. For victory, for history, for the trilogy. Canelo Alvarez versus Gennady Golovkin. September 17th, live on DAZN Pay-Per-View. Visit DAZN.com.
We need to talk about the new 2023 Hyundai Palisade. When it comes to your journey, Hyundai is thinking of every mile. And the Palisade offers all the technology, safety features, and comfort a family needs for the journey ahead. Look, I own a Hyundai. I drive it. I love it. My daughters own Hyundais. They drive it. They love them. And the Palisade looks amazing. Think about it. It fits up to 8 passengers comfortably. I could take the entire family, even some extended family, on a road trip as long as I could endure them. The car would be great. You can stay connected in the Palisade with the Wi-Fi hotspot capability. How many times are the kids in the back wanting to do something that you need Wi-Fi for? The Palisade takes care of that for you. There's also class-exclusive Safe Exit Assist that prevents the rear doors from opening if the vehicle detects traffic approaching from behind. Unbelievably cool technology. And that Safe Exit Assist is not a substitute for driver or passenger attentiveness, so you have to always be aware of your surroundings and attentive of approaching vehicles. It's your journey. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com.
We're going streaky! Yes!
Keep it rolling. Best thing to do when you got a hitting streak.
Only one guy did it more than me. That's Joe DiMaggio.
Good morning. Welcome into Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits. Tuesday, the 30th of August. We have to lead with 50.
The 1-1. High drive, left center, Trout back, looking up, see ya, number 50. Aaron Judge connects for his 50th home run of the year, and it's 4-3 Angels.
Home run number 50 on a slider that just sat in the middle of the plate. And you can see Aaron Judge's reaction. He knows he centered this one 434 feet away, and the Yankee fans in California tonight, they get a treat.
Aaron Judge becomes the 10th player in MLB history to hit 50 homers in a season twice. This was a favorite trivia question of mine growing up when there were only 5. Babe Ruth, Mickey Mantle, Willie Mays, Jimmy Fox, and Ralph Kiner. That was always the hard one to get. Since then, we've added Ken Griffey Jr., then 3 tainted by the steroids era, Sammy Sosa, Mark McGwire, Alex Rodriguez, and now Aaron Judge. That's it. Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits is what you're listening to. I'm Matt Spiegel along with Ryan Porth. None of our streak leaders in Beat the Streak had Aaron Judge. As we take a look at the state of the streak, as we do every weekday morning, our high streaker remains Floyd 1, who sits at 32, thanks to Freddie Freeman of the Dodgers, always a healthy pick. Floyd 1 alone in the 30s, as streakers are scuffling in the home stretch here. Torkelson, HOF, MIA since August 1st, is in second at 28. Shout out to Moonshot Monster, who hit 27 with a double down of Freddie Freeman and Mookie Betts. And shout out to Lipumaj 1. Lipumaj. Let me see if that makes any sense backwards. Jamupil. Nope. No idea. Lip-Umage won, also at 27 after using Freeman and this slugger, who stole the show in Anaheim and was also part of my Daily Double A yesterday.
The 1-2 Ohtani drives that one right center field, and that ball is gone! Ite Rashad baseball, 4-2 Angels. He does it. He hits his 29th home run on the 29th of August. And the 29th game of the season for the Angels.
Ohtani, a man, a stud, continues to own Frankie Montas, the former Oakland A. Yankees lost that game last night in Anaheim. Overall, Kyoshi Lotus, 26. I have it written Kyoshi Lotus, 46. It's 26, right? I mean, my God, I've only been saying the dude's name as a streaker for like three months.
He was one away from 46 with streak, so yeah. Maybe that's where he got the 46 from.
Probably, or that you need 46 to beat him since he's at 45. Anyway, he's at 45. He's looking at 10 grand at this point. Got to be sitting pretty. Any one of you listening could still reach 46 and take it from him. Remember, you can double down. You can do two in a day. There's still time for 57 in that regard and $5.6 million. On a night dominated by Judge and Ohtani, the kid poking his way into the highlights is O'Neal Cruz of the Pirates. He runs faster than Jazz Chisholm. He throws it harder than Carlos Correa, and he hits it harder than Giancarlo Stanton. Two at-bats against Corbin Burns of the Brewers resulted in ridiculously high exit velocity outs, which the broadcast was discussing as he came up for the third time.
Hit 113 miles an hour.
How about a line drive Cruz missile? Just like that! Oh my goodness! Keep hitting the ball hard indeed. An absolute laser into the second deck. O'Neal Cruz, 11th home run, gives the Pirates the lead.
They're going to have to make bigger ballparks for him.
Thanks to Cespedes Family Barbecue for this one on Twitter. Three of the nine hardest hit balls that Corbin Burns has ever allowed were in those three at-bats by O'Neal Cruz. That kid is ridiculous, Porth. That home run was rising as it hit the second deck.
Dude, if he ever puts it together with consistent hitting, he's going to be a prodigy in Major League Baseball.
Well, he is a prodigy, but like the consistency and frankly the buy-in is what I have heard questioned by some people who have been close to him. So we'll see. We will see. Another O'Neal, this one with the more traditional last name, is absolutely on fire for the Cardinals.
And here is Tyler O'Neal on base twice tonight. And O'Neal hits another, his second of the night. Tyler O'Neal is red hot. Two-run homer, Tyler O'Neal. His second tonight into the seats in left.
108 miles an hour off the bat. Just a line drive into the seats, like you said. Some serious power, doesn't he?
Big time.
12 homers on the season is low for Tyler O'Neal. He had a couple of horrendous stretches earlier in the year, but now 5 homers in his last 7 games after the walk-off game winner Sunday night and then those 2 yesterday. You have Cardinals options against the Reds today and beat the streak. More on that later in the picks segment. And welcome to the big leagues to the Diamondbacks' Corbin Carroll. This kid is a hitter. A consensus 70-grade hit tool on the scouting scale of 20 to 80. Super patient, lots of speed, and the power has grown every year. He came up in a tie game in the 5th inning in Arizona.
Corbin Carroll finds a gap, and there's his first major league knock. Walker is home. Rivera's home. They stop McCarthy. It's a 2-run double for Corbin Carroll, and there's major league hit number 1.
Diamondbacks are having a moment. More on that in the Stay Away as we make our picks next here on Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits.
Live on DAZN Pay-Per-View, September 17th, Part 3. Canelo versus Triple G to take the trilogy. Bad blood, a score to settle. Controversy, brutality, pure hostility. For victory, for history, for the trilogy. Canelo Alvarez versus Gennady Golovkin. September 17th, live on DAZN Pay-Per-View. Visit DAZN.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, what a glorious Tuesday on the books with all teams active. A couple of great series matchups of consequence getting underway. How about the Dodgers in New York to face the Mets with a playoff preview? The Orioles in Cleveland for the Guardians and another potential playoff preview since Baltimore is just two games back of Toronto for that last wild card. I mentioned that the Diamondbacks are having a moment. Swept the White Sox, went home, got the big hit from the new kid to break a game open, beat the Phillies last night. Today, Zach Gallen in a good pitching matchup with Aaron Nola. Nola's been really good lately, but Gallen is basically the best starting pitcher in baseball over the last month. Five starts with an ERA of 0.82. Just 18 hits allowed in 33 innings. The ERA and the WHIP are the same number, that 0.82. That is nuts. I say stay away from the Phillies in Arizona tonight.
You stay away, I stay away.
By the way, just two pitchers with a better WHIP the last 30 days than Gallen, the great Jacob DeGrom at 0.55, and Cal Quantrill of Cleveland at 0.78. It goes for them tonight against the Orioles, so consider that stay away as well. Time for the fourth pick. What you got, Ryan?
All right, so Jose Urania, with no S on the end of his last name, of the Rockies, is in the fifth percentile for expected batting average for pitchers per Baseball Savant. He throws his sinker over 50% of the time. Tonight, the Rockies are facing the Braves. I went on to Baseball Savant. I looked at who on the Braves has the best average against sinkers all season long. Well, it's Rookie of the Year candidate Michael Harris II, who has a .385 batting average facing sinkers this season. He has a .308 batting average against righties, and Urania has a .328 batting average against lefties this season. Harris II is in the 85th percentile for expected batting average for hitters and will get a hold of one or two against Urania tonight.
Good research. Good stuff right there. Time now for my daily double A. I hit it yesterday with Xander Bogaerts and Shohei Ohtani. Analytically today, Justin Dunn of the Reds has a very mediocre fastball, just 28th percentile on Baseball Savant in velocity, just 41st percentile in spin rate. But hey, at least he throws it a lot. 48% fastballs in his arsenal. Nolan Arenado has never faced him, but he's seventh in all of baseball against the four-seam fastball. Paul Goldschmidt is second, but that's too easy. We'll go Nolan against the Reds and Justin Dunn tonight. And anecdotally, more Bogaerts. He's surging. Captain of the Red Sox, trying to keep them in it. Also trying to make one last push to get that contract extension he feels like he deserves. Two hits last night. Now he's got nine in his last five games. He gets Chris Archer tonight, a pitcher he has seen a lot and hits well. 11 for 35 against Archer for a .314 lifetime batting average. Bogaerts keeps it rolling tonight. So I got Bogaerts and Nolan Arenado for the Daily Double A.
One comment on your analytical pick. Can we reach out to the great Peter Kim and see if on the MLB Play app that not only can you double down, but can you like nine down and pick all nine hitters in the Cardinals lineup tonight? That's a good way to try to get to 45 on the leaderboard this late in the season, you know?
Yeah, interesting. So Porth has taken Arenado. Well, a free bonus double A sounder. Porth has taken Arenado. He's taken Pujols. He has taken Brendan Donovan. Tommy Edman is a choice there. Boy, Andrew Kinzer. I don't know what the hell you're thinking there. Oh, I see. Just every Cardinal.
Exactly.
Makes all the sense in the world. The hit probability algorithm only went 1 for 3 yesterday. We're better than the math. Listen to us. Luis Arraez did get a hit, but Rafael Devers and Gene Segura are no's. Should have listened to us. Paul Goldschmidt is number one on the algorithm today against Justin Dunn. Nelly Cruz against the A's lefty Cole Irvin. Really? I have died ugly with Nelson Cruz too many times, so no thanks. And Trey Turner, who picked up career hit number 1,000 last night against the Mets' Taijuan Walker. Subscribe now to the show, wherever you get your podcasts. Play Beat the Streak every day of the MLB season with any MLB Play app for your chance to win $5.6 million. Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits drops every weekday of the season, well before that first game of the day, and is a production of Odyssey in partnership with Major League Baseball. Here's hoping that all your guys and ours, Arenado, Michael Harris II, Xander Bogaerts, hit them where they ain't.
Woo! We're streaking! We're streaking!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.